And welcome back to the round table again with Ron Rice, Barry Stokes, Calvin Pritchard. Gentlemen, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about two sensational players for the Lions. Barry Sanders, which we've had an opportunity to play with, Calvin Johnson. Now, they both have been in pursuit of 2,000 yards, Barry ultimately reaching it in 1997, but Calvin came pretty close. Of those two players, which one do you think means the most to their team?
Well, I have to say, first and foremost, I'm biased. I played with Barry, and I like to watch him play. Did an outstanding job, but I think he's a little bit more important. He gets more touches. He gets more opportunities. It allows him, allows defense to play the run and the pass, whereas Calvin Johnson, not to say he's one-dimensional, but other teams realize that he's only going out for routes. So I think that Barry has a little bit more impact on the game than Calvin. Both are outstanding players. Barry is a Hall of Famer, and I think someday that Calvin will be.
I reserve my comment after Mr. Stokes here.
I think when Barry was playing, he was at the top of his game, and he was the guy everyone was talking about. So every defense he went against, the defensive scheme first to stop Barry and then the rest of the team. And you advance quickly to Calvin, it's the same sort of deal.
Exactly.
You got to stop Calvin and then the rest of the team. But your priority were Barry and Calvin. Now, when Barry was running, the running backs were used on every team. Like, you're going to run 30 right. runs a game. Now it seems like the receivers are used almost first,
yeah,
30,
it's a
40.
Late. Best game, right.
And so when you compare the two, what are you looking about, 15, 20 years apart? And I think today, Calvin would be the answer. Back in the 90s, Barry would be the answer.
Well, I guess, you know, first of all, Barry Sanders, greatest running back ever.
I agree.
In my eyes, okay? But now we talk about stopping one guy. You need to stop Calvin because there is no other players on offense that you need to address.
That you're fearing or that you think.
That you're fearing. Not when Barry rushed for 2,000 and you had Herman on the right and Johnny Morton on the left and Dave Sloan in the middle.
Right.
Right? And so now, from a defensive perspective, you need to address everybody. The game plan is a little more intricate back then from the defensive side of the ball. Now, if we stop 81, we got a shot. And no one has been able to do it. If you know that he's going to go out and face double coverage and sometimes triple coverage and he's still scoring, he's still getting his yards, and nobody can do it in the league. I think what he was able to do, although the game has changed, you know, Stafford's dropping back 40 times a game, and they're down in the third and the fourth quarter, so they have to throw the ball. But you know who's getting it, and no one's able.
What do you think is tougher, though, getting it running and having to do it from behind the line of scrimmage?
Absolutely.
And the blocking's got to be up front, or throwing the ball. I mean, for receivers, I know we talk about chunk yardage. I mean, it's easy for us, especially if you can get downfield, be able to get 40 yards, 50-yard plays. But, you know, when you see a running back and he has to break through the line, he's going to get a lot more touches. But at the same time, it's usually you're one or two guys downfield versus you have to navigate as a running back, I think, through the line of scrimmage. And even watching Adrian Peterson, and this man needed, 200-plus mm-hmm. yards, you know, to get there. But at the end of the season, that's just an amazing feat. But seeing a receiver, I mean, that's something you talk about all the receivers that have been in the league. I mean, you got Jerry Rice, Chris Carter. And I'm going to throw myself in there, and I came close. I mean, I got 1,700 yards, but almost 1,700. But to get 2,000 yards, I mean, it takes a lot. But even as a running back, when you had to run the football, that's quite a bit. You had to have big runs on a regular basis.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. The game has changed so much. Not only that, but Matthew Stafford threw the ball 700 times.
Wow.
So when you're throwing the ball 700 times, now compared to when we played, even so, the game has changed for the defensive backs and the wideouts.
Right.
You know, you touch a wideout, flag.
Right.
You know, so therefore I think it's harder, you know, for the running backs as opposed to the wideouts. Now, Herman was a tough guy. He would go across the middle. Now, guys can go across the middle, and they don't have any fear. They're not going to get touched. They're not going to get hit. And if they do get hit, the person's going to get fined $25,000, $50,000. So that's not going to happen.
Okay, so the rules are the rules, and that's what we're playing by. So in other words, is he supposed to do it or not? Yes, he's supposed to do it. So if you can go up the field, you know, with nobody in your face, free release, and you can go down the middle, it doesn't matter, run the post, run the goal, defensive backs can't touch you, right, can't hit you under the chin, and you're supposed to make those plays, right? You're supposed to. The fear factor isn't there. So now he's been able to do that. So let's not discredit.
I don't
think you are. I don't think anybody is, because right, I think both feats are phenomenal. But he did exactly what he was supposed to do, knowing that Matthew Stafford was going to drop back 700 times, and he made those plays.
Here's another caveat. No disrespect to any players that we played against. Herman Moore didn't play with Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford is better than all the quarterbacks we ever had. So, therefore, Calvin has a better guy throwing him the ball than Herman had. I'm sure
You're taking away a couple guys. I only played with 17. So you got to tell me which one you're
referencing. Right.
So, if Herman played with a guy like Matthew Stafford, I'm not trying to diminish, you know, Calvin Johnson's feet. I'm just saying that if Herman played during that time, it's possible that he could have had two thousand yards with a better quarterback.
And a different contract.
Right.
But I'm going to go out there and say that he would have, you know, because
Herman would have?
He would have.
Right, with a different quarterback.
Exactly. But see, the thing is, Calvin Johnson doesn't have a Barry Sanders in the backfield, right? He doesn't have a Johnny Morton to his left or to his right.
Makes it difficult. He's the only guy.
He's the only guy.
And I think
before the other guys got hurt, in all fairness, I mean, they have Nate Burrows and Titus and a couple other young receivers, but until Nate got hurt.
I think players today, they get too much emphasis on what exactly they do. Now, if you look at the running game back with Barry Sanders, he had a great offensive line, and you got people surrounding him. So there's so many people that go into his 2,000 yards rushing and what he did every year. And sometimes when we talk about specific players like Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson, yeah, they're great. There's no question. They both deserve all the accolades, Pro Bowl, Hall of Fame. But one of the things is, what do you got? You got an offensive line that's blocking for Barry. You got an offensive line that's pass blocking for Calvin Johnson. And not only that, how many times have you seen receivers blocking down the field to bounce Calvin a couple extra 10, 20 yards.
Right.
And once again, not to take away from any of the players, but I think that's an important thing that we overlook sometimes as we get in these discussions.
Right. That's an interesting point. Well, gentlemen, once again, thank you very much for the roundtable, and we'll talk to you soon.